and maybe beyond that. I write all the time. It's my favorite thing. My favorite part of doing this is sitting down and writing songs and then seeing what they become when we bring them to Trevor's garage studio or we bring them to a stage and we get to travel around the country and do that. And for me, the process is just kind of snapshots. I like to find something that I feel like has some level of importance to me or might have some level of importance to someone else and attribute and place a story on that and kind of work retroactively. I write a lot of sad songs about my ex. I joke all the time about it. It's really hard for me. It's bad for our brand now that I'm in a happy relationship. I feel like this record's never going to get finished now, but, you know, the therapy bills are cheaper. So I think for me it always starts on this guitar in the corner of a room, and then it comes to Trevor and Matt DeLuca and Dan Bishop, and we see what we can build. Like if James Taylor fronted the band Kiss, that's what we aim for.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every time.
And maintaining intimacy, but also leather chaps, pyrotechnics, as we spoke of.
Of course. I wish we could do that in here.
Yeah, something about fire code. We were reading through the binder you sent us, and they wouldn't let us do the smoke.
I had to leave the aerosol in the car. Right.
Yeah, we stopped at a gas station, bought 47 Bic lighters and some cans of hairspray, but Natriel when it sponsored the show.
The room's too small, for sure, for sure.
All right, well, let's hear another tune.
Cool. This is the current single. The song's called In Another Life.
So rotten fast, you know how good sense couldn't stop it. Keeping secrets, working on the regrets. Well, the fall started slow and we both tucked and rolled into a big mess. Our life, maybe we make it. Show this will our teeth, never have to face it. We'd work out. I could learn to meet my needs and keep my voice down. Not a lie. Heard you working for your dad, or you hated that whole summer we dated. People change, we're okay then, but why did you? Does your mother still work at the bank? The chicks bound up, dear, nowhere to take them, cause got her own debts to pay. I do. Not a lie. Maybe we make it. Show these worlds our teeth, but we never have to face it. Learn to meet your needs and keep my voice down. Not a lie. Wait a missing, you might kill me so slow. You had gone back to Connecticut. Would be over this, wouldn't really give a shh, but built this new life right down the road.
Radio edit.
Another life. Maybe we made it. Show love this world, we never have to face it. Not a light. Learn to meet your needs and keep my voice down. Out of line. Out of line. You were heading back to college. Wasn't my first apartment yet. Felt so hot and fashion, no I. Good sense couldn't stop this.
That's our Wonderwall, I think. If I was British with a bowl cut, that song would be huge.
Give me your best British accent.
I already alienated the entire state of Connecticut writing that song.
I'm from Connecticut. I appreciated the shout out, kind of.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. It's about kinda, one kinda. Specific type of person from your lovely
okay,
state. It's
perfect.
Not about everybody.
It wasn't yeah. directed at me. Okay.
Yeah. You know exactly the type. Too,
yeah, yeah. I got it.
Verses. I don't know. I feel like anytime I'm put on the spot to do an accent, like when I'm like, oh, this is going to be a really funny bit or whatever, it just comes out Australian. Like, I feel like I can do, in the privacy of my own conversations, I can do accents, but everything else is just Steve Irwin when I try to do it in front of people. Can you do it? You look like a guy who could do a British accent.
I have to be prompted. like ask okay. me a question.
What's your stance on bangers and mash?
Bangers and mash? No. Not doing this.
And just like that, UVM lost transfer students from from across the globe.
I would be shocked if there's any transfer students tuned in right now.
Yeah.
That would be that would be awesome.
Not, you need to tell me we're not global right now?
Oh, wait, I mean, we K-Rock. Are. I don't know if we're really advertising in the sectors we need to get that kind of...
Man, I was... I got to tell you, and I love it there, and it might be a little faux pas to mention them, but I mentioned I was a St. Mike's guy, and we tour all over the place. In the last, like, 6 months, there's billboards for this institution, like, across the country all of a sudden. I'm like, man, they couldn't have given me a kickback, like, on my tuition, but they have money to put up billboards next to every McDonald's in the Northeast. Suspicious. That's what I'm saying. UVM wouldn't do that to you, I guess, is the public service announcement.
maybe they would do something worse. Who knows?
Yeah, they want your jam band to succeed. They want. Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be a tuition rebate program of some. Like every time I read a book, like if I read a book for enjoyment, I should be able to clip the corner out like it's a cereal box and send it in somewhere.
How just much would you get? These how much do you want back for a single book?
I don't know. How big's the book? I just finished a big book, like 850 pages. And
is
that's
like
a lot
of
coloring of when you think about it.
So you get $850 back?
Yeah. I don't know. A dollar a page feels excessive, but like...
50 cents
50
a page.
Cents? Yeah, that feels good. That feels good.
It's still... I mean, I feel like there's some... you could get up to some trouble with that.
I just have to reread Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers. I reread Scar Tissue every 2 years to know that I'm still on the right path. Like, that's still the beacon.
Right.
Wait, like the lyrics? Is that a book? Is you mean the lyrics? To
no,
the
no. There's a book called Scar. He wrote a biography called Scar Tissue.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, yeah.
For a book
it's good. You
Red
should
Hot
check
Chili
it
Peppers.
Out. If you ever have like 6 months to, I don't know how fast you read books.
6 months.
If you have 6 to 8 months to kill, it's a great read.
How long is it?
Not that long. Oh, okay. I'm a rereader. Like,
oh, okay.
I'll like read, and then I'm like, oh, I don't remember this part, and then I'll go back and I'll reread
like
the last 10 pages.
Time.
Yeah, it's like, and it's almost brand new to me still. I'm like, what did my brain do? Just like give up? it might be what happened.
Who would you say are some of your like music inspirations? Like, who inspires you to write your music, or just like, yeah, anyone?
Yeah. I mean, I've been so fortunate to get to play with so many of my heroes, which sounds like a very cliche answer, but for me, it's folks like Jason Isbell and the Counting Crows, which feels like such a wide spectrum. But I'm kind of I can pull inspiration from everything. I really love that last Sabrina Carpenter record. Mm. Taylor Swift. I mean, we do Taylor Swift covers every now and again. I mean, the local scene. There's so much to be inspired by. This guy over here has his own project, Cosmic the Cowboy, which is always pushing boundaries of what folk and honky tonk and country music can be. What are you listening to when you're trying to like shape? I mean, pedal steel, like wise, since we added you to the band, like those early 90s, like easy listening bands, like the, we played with the Wallflowers, like that first Wallflowers record.
Sure.
It's a huge beacon for me on how we work steel into our stuff.
Sure.
So what was the question?
Yeah, like some of your musical inspirations. Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to be prompting you to use the accent. Some of your British music heroes.
Well, musical inspirations, so many and so vast and so kaleidoscopic. You know, there's, I hate to be the person who's like, yeah, I kind of like everything, but...
You're a big Jack White guy, I just found out. Like, we were on that long trip.
See, that's the thing is, like, that I wouldn't say, like, I'm a big Jack White person. I really liked the White Stripes when they were, you know, a thing. I had the fortune of seeing them a few times. And yeah, so, like, for me, that's more just, like, the music I grew up with. So I know intimately and, yes, had a major, major influence. But... honestly, like, rarely do I find myself, like, seeking out kind of what Jack's up to right now. Because it doesn't have the same magic for me sometimes. And I had an experience where I saw Hotel Yorba live with him playing, like, with a really good band. And it was so weird. And I wanted to cry.
So if we got in the Cosmic Mobile right now, what would come on when you plug your phone in and you hit play on the CD player?
Wow. Well, my phone is actually, it's absurd because it's like auto set to two things. Like when you like plug it in, one of the things really pisses me off. I really don't want to name names, but like someone's band from like a long time ago, like I added the record. So anytime like in my girl's car, like when we put the thing on and it connects, it goes to this fucking song. Excuse my language, goes to this song. And it sucks. But the other song it goes to is from Daydream Nation from Sonic Youth, which I do like.
For me, it's the A-Team by Ed Sheeran. Every time I plug my phone in, it's like, I know what you want. Yeah, it's like, pick up the pieces, build a Lego house. It's like, no, I'm going to throw this album out the window.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm inspired by a lot of what's going on out here. I'm inspired by things from, like I said, all the genres. I like things that like are like a little bit noisier. I was like, revisiting some Sonic Youth and Pixies the other night, remembering some things, and also like Shania Twain.
Mm, oh yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
you're not inspired by Shania and Mutt Lange, what they did in the '90s.
And that's the thing.
You're lying.
And yeah. In terms of how it, you know, it hits my music, it would be all the things at the same time. That's where I like to be. All the things at the same time.
That was beautiful.
All right, I guess. Should we play another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Another one.
Another.
DJ Khaled of folk rock now. We went from
DJ Cowboy.
Trademark that as well.
Cooking little smile in a sun-kissed face. In the seat beside me when I lost control. Hitting every red light on our drive. Tapping on the brakes and leaning seats back. Every road I dream of my lips light on your skin. Getting one more chance to make things right again. Give me one more night, I'll mess this whole thing up again, it's true. Wish that I could tell you what I'm thinking. Nothing on this earth compares to me. Every road I've taken, though the hand will it pulls me through. No, it's true. No, it's true. Get so heavy and they lose their spark. Ask me just who I think you are. I don't know. Yeah, the words sounded pretty, but they missed their mark. Yeah, the words came out perfect, but they missed their mark. What you're thinking. Never known someone so, so pure and true. Every road I've taken, though the hand will it pulls me through. Oh, it's true.
Very nice.
It's lovely.
That was beautiful.
Really so pretty. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
If you had a dream venue to perform in, what would it be? And before you answer, it cannot be the WWE Stadium.
Okay. Well, they travel across the country. Is it any stadium?
Wait, do they really?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
I
it's like
I
a circus.
I missed that part when I watched it when I was younger. Oh,
yeah.
It's like a
no. I realized
half the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, yeah, same thing. It's stage. It's like basketball, wrestling. They're the same thing, but it's. I realized like 5 minutes into our first song, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm wearing this wrestling hat. That makes way more sense. Like why we started here, but I like it. I think the answer you have to give is Red Rocks, right? Like,
yeah.
I think that's like one of the most beautiful countries. Beautiful countries in the venue, really. One of the most beautiful venues in the country. I host a podcast because I'm white and in my 30s. And that's it's a music interview show called Loading Through the Back. And we've had folks like REO Speedwagon and The Verve Pipe and Matt Nathanson and all sorts of amazing musicians on the show. And I feel like Red Rocks is the answer. But apparently it's a huge pain in the behind because you can't bring your stuff up the hill. You have to load it into like golf carts and like the little Toyota trucks that you see in like military movies, and they have to haul it up from the bottom, so it makes the load in a real pain. But
and they don't tell you that.
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they put that in their like their advance. They're like, oh, we'll help you out. It's just like
very ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah. It's in like size 4 font at the bottom of the the technical writer. How about you? Do you have a dream play? Oh, okay. I guess I'll give a second answer, like a realistic, like where we're playing right, like where we're at right now. I think I would love to play one of the House of Blues, just because I want to say that I like did that before I'm done. Probably the Boston one, being from the Northeast.
It's
I think
great
like
venue.
That's the one.
It's a great one.
Yeah. So I think that's my like realistic, like you guys are college students. Like the 5-year plan is probably still relevant. Mm. Yeah. Like my 5-year plan, I think that's is. And then my 10-year plan is retirement homes.
Yes.
Like just like gated golf cart communities in Florida. So House of Blues, gated communities.
That's dream big.
Dream huge. That's like your Las Vegas residency almost.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean Palm the Sphere, Springs. Right? But like, do we do music that's really Sphere? Like, would it
I'm
just
personally
be
not interested
you
in the Sphere.
Start at the Sphere in the morning and then drive down to Red Rocks for night.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
But that's so the thing right perfect. There. Like Sphere in the morning. Like Sphere anytime sounds terrible. But Sphere in the morning.
Yeah,
Sphere. Oh my
It'll
God.
It'll wake you up. The LED. You have
yeah,
no choice.
For real.
Oh. Sphere in the morning is actually the name of our next record. It's
Write that down. Write that down.
Yeah.
Trademark.
Yeah. No, I think it, the whole thing. It would just be my face like 30 feet by 40 feet and I would just sob progressively more through the set. They'd be like, what a waste of this technology. What is that? The 4D experience of a tremolant in the fire below. You're getting it right here. It's actually just
perfect.
This. It's a lot of sarcasm and this confused, like befuddled, like what's the next chord? That's the 4D experience of this band. Do you have a dream venue? Both like realistic, achievable, and then like the mecca.
Let's see. The venue I'd really like to play is the Greek Theater.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. It's good. And I mean, I think we're just gonna say that's achievable.
Sure.
If we get our TikTok hit, we're on it. Yeah. I want to play all the House of Blues in one night. I guess if we're gonna be realistic about it.
The Greek is weird. They're like one of the people that's like not Live Nation.
Yeah, so they still independently run.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. They're called Niederlander, at least last I heard or checked. And I'm pretty sure in order to play the Greek, you have to either have a Grammy or have been nominated.
Oh.
So that's the bar of entry to that. That's the bar of entry to that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But the Grammy doesn't matter. Like, if you win, you can't play the Greek still because you're not cool enough.
No, you can play the Greek. Okay. you can sell out the Greek at that point.
There was this, I was obsessed with this band in, like, college and I guess, like, senior year of high school through the end of college called the Airborne Toxic Event. Do you remember them?
No.
And they were like, they had this one indie rock hit, and then I was like, this guy's a genius. Everything he writes is amazing. And then I tried to re-listen to those records when I was on a solo acoustic tour. I'm like, yeah, they're good, but I might have been in a cult when it comes down to like how into this I was. But they played the Walt Disney Concert Hall before they tore it down, and they did like this thing with the Disney marching band and like a choir from a local high school. And I remember watching that live DVD until the DVD literally didn't work anymore. And I just thought like, man, if we could play there, we've really made it. And it turns out that place only sat like 1,200 people. So it was like the size of the Flint Theater, which is still amazing. But I was like, in my head, I was like, wow, these guys are like going to the moon. Yeah. No, it's 1,200 seats. That's the barrier to entry.
There you go.
Who'd have thunk? Anyway.
Those were great answers.
Yeah,
those were great answers.
We're all about manifesting that kind of stuff on Exposure.
I agree.
You just got to put it out into the airwaves.
Do you guys have favorite venues in town? We mentioned the Bean earlier. Like, where? So this is how disconnected we are. Is like, where do folks your age go to see music these days?
I remember hearing about like a Pig Roast. You guys heard about that?
Oh, I've heard about it.
And I was like, oh, there's like a, it was like a music festival deal in like the middle of nowhere with.
Okay.
It was. And I was like, I should have gone to that.
Yeah, okay. So you guys are into the DIY thing. Like,
perhaps.
Oddfellows, is that the big thing that folks are doing now?
I don't know.
I mean, for me, when
do you guys go see shows ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
I stay
pretty true to Higher Ground.
Yeah.
Go to a lot of shows
I
there.
I like the smaller room and Higher Ground. You know, there's like two. Like the more intimate one, rooms. That one is sick.
We just sold out Higher Ground with Weedist. Do you guys know Teenage Dirtbag, Weedist? They're pals of ours. And we did a benefit show for Northwestern Counseling and Support Services, which is a mental health agency up north, and Special Olympics Vermont. And we donated all the money. And Brendan from Weedus came down and played Teenage Dirtbag twice. And we played a show set right before them, and it was an amazing night. That room is definitely special. I agree. The big room's a nice, like, pack bodies in here and see right. a show, but that small but room small has
I didn't so expect cute. The Weedus show to be magic.
It was.
Oh, I didn't expect it. Like, it hit me during soundcheck. I'm like, oh, my God, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, he was hitting it with more energy. It was like, I thought he had a whole band with him, and it was just him. And I'm like,
oh, that's whoa. The best.
And he does the high part that you love, and he lets the crowd sing it, and he does a higher harmony, which whoa. Is like, I didn't know that was possible. Like, I thought that was already pitched up, facts. And no, that sound just comes out of his face. It's yeah. incredible. And synergy of face. This show, the night before, he had played Union Station in New York, a surprise set with Ed Sheeran. So...
Wow. Oh, wow.
Ed Sheeran had put his fingers on the on Brendan too, but same on that art. Guitar, the same prep, same but different. It's your penthouse forum. Yes.
So exposure to Ed Sheeran is like 2 degrees, 3 degrees of separation.
Yeah, I would say 2 degrees now, right? Wow. Us, Weedus, and then he's the third. Is that 3 degrees or 2 degrees? Because you're I two away. Yeah, two.
Two.
Because yeah, he is the third. Right. He would be the third link in the chain. Yeah.
I mean, you could get to anyone from Ed Sheeran, too. So
right, he knows everyone. Yeah.
You might even be closer, because well, no, it'd be the same. Because Mount Joy has also done stuff with Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. We played with Mount Joy a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you guys know that band, but they're incredible.
Of course. Of course.
Great. Yes.
Wait, where's the Mount Joy Ed Sheeran conspiracy?
They've played together as well. They had Ed Sheeran sit in.
It goes thick.
Yeah, it's so thick. Ed Sheeran's not even real, actually. That's what we're here to talk about tonight. Is
wow. Is he like a ghost? Or
yeah, no, he's
AI.
He is AI, English, right?
Obviously.
He's English.
Which
yeah. AI English.
Ipswich. He's from Ipswich.
AI Synergy.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran is the realest of them all. There's too much content on the internet that's just so embarrassing. Like, he couldn't be fake.
Right, it's true.
It's too real.
Yeah, no, it's like true. Anybody who butchered Eminem covers for that long and then makes it to superstardom, like, you've earned it.
Yeah. No.
He put in the time.
He right. is one of those guys, though, that, like, I he's always so thought talented. It was kind of a... I loved his first couple records, all jokes aside, and then it went a little too pop for me, but it's one of those things. I try to be, like, objective. Is this objectively good? It doesn't have to be right. my favorite thing, but right. is it objectively good? And right. I've always thought his stuff was objectively good and exactly what he wanted to be doing.
Right.
But Brendan from Weedus was saying that he flew Weedus to Hamburg, Germany, to play a stadium, one song, to surprise his high school bandmates who were sitting in with him because they used to cover Teenage Dirtbag. So he flew Weedus from New York to Germany so that they came up through the stage with his high school band to play in front of 90,000 people.
Whoa.
And it is not, he builds all those tracks, no pre-record. He loops them live in front of 90,000 people, like no net. Just like if it goes wrong, he just has to start over or deal with it. And wow. I'm like, that is the most rock star thing on the planet right now.
It's probably just like all autopilot too. He just crushes it every night.
I'm sure. Like you just do it enough that it's like, he doesn't even care. Why would I want it pre-recorded when I can do it myself in 30 seconds? You know, it's amazing. And there is too, like, now, here's my TED. Welcome to my TED Talk on WRUV Exposure 90.1 FM Burlington. You know, I'm a big fan of like the Rob Thomas, like Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows, and they opened Counting Crows opened for Matchbox 20 a number of years ago, and I went to 3 shows, and every night Counting Crows were like, kick on the lights and we're gonna play for 50 minutes, and it was a different set every night. And Matchbox 20 was like, it was beautiful, and his voice is immaculate, and they sounded so good, but it was like watching a Broadway play. Every single second was like a planned like you. It was a planned moment. It was planned banter. And they're two very separate but amazing art forms. And to see someone who just like goes out there with their 5 best friends and like, we're going to play exactly what we want to play is amazing. And to see someone craft a set that's like, here's exactly 90 minutes of hits. It's like Taylor Swift of hits. It's like Taylor Swift. You isn't the most amazing live thing in the last 5 years, whether she's your bag or not. Like, it's just beat that a single musician has ever pulled off. And I would like, probably not fisticuffs because I'm big, but I'm not sporty. But like, I would debate it for a good long while that's like, we're a long ways away from seeing something that impressive in our lifetime again. And then a guy like Noah Kahan, who just kind of similarly, like, there's a plan, but you go on stage with an acoustic guitar, and what comes out of your face comes out of your face, and that's the show.
Right.
Very well put.
No, that was a beautiful segment there.
Thanks.
I really
I've been TEDx. Get at me. At Millett Music. MILLETT.
Are they coming here? TEDx.
Here.
Something.
Oh.
TEDx is coming here. To UVM. Not to exposure, unfortunately.
All right.
We got it right here. We got TEDx at home.
Yeah, who needs I'm like Timu TEDx. That's what exactly. I ordered TEDx off Wish.com, and this is what came.
And it came on time.
Yeah. Sort of. We were lost in the bowels of this building for a good 10 minutes before. I hate to admit that.
That's
my car might be towed. I don't know. It's exciting.
It's an adventure. I was wondering if you were a fruit in a fruit salad, okay. What would you be? It could be as adventurous as you want. It could be a tropical fruit salad.
Okay.
It could be a standard.
I'd like to think I'm a grape because they're kind of like sour and delicious, but you never know what the consistency of that grape is going to be until you bite into it.
Good point.
Yes.
It's like, is it a nice, like, you know, like, you know the kind of grapes that feel like they're going to pop the second they hit your teeth?
Like a crunchy
grape. Or like a mushy grape. And they both are like satisfying in a weird way, but they're very different. And I like to think that's what my like personality in these shows are like. It's like until you bite into it, you don't really know what it's going to be.
That's a good answer.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's kind of a weird take.
You
like a mushy grape?
I don't think I like mushy grape. I think I don't dislike mushy grape, which I think is a more powerful, like, glass half full.
That is very optimistic.
Yeah. Like, you can, I don't know, I guess you can make fruit out of any, juice out of any fruit, right? Are there melon-based juices? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
All right. What would yours be?
So the question is, what fruit would I be in a fruit salad?
Yeah.
Yes. And it could be any fruit salad you imagine. It doesn't have to be the conventional grocery store fruit salad.
Right, right. So I could be a jalapeno.
Is that a fruit?
But that's not, that's not a fruit.
So it's got to be a fruit.
Do you, have you had fruit salad with vegetables?
It could
vegetables?
Be like a fruit. It could be like a fruit salad with like dragon fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Or like papaya.
Oh, yeah. It sounds wonderful.
You're kind of a dragon fruit to me. that was adorable.
That was nice. The white ones or the bright pink ones?
Oh, the bright pink one.
Yes.
Well, you know, I guess I want to be the pineapple.
Yeah.
Right. I want to be the pineapple. Right. What can
That's
I say?
What we're all about
but
today.
Are you?
We're manifesting.
But is that?
Yeah. Be the pineapple. Yeah.
The good thing.
The pineapple is your
you
house of blues all in one night. Also the sphere in the morning. Yeah. Also Red Rock.
No, but no sphere. No sphere.
I will say that like a watermelon or a pineapple holds the whole salad together. And I do feel like that's kind of your...
Wow.
The honeydew is right there.
Amen.
In abundance.
The honeydew just soaks up the good stuff.
Every time I have honeydew, I'm like, if I never have it again, I'll be cool. Aww. But then I have it again and I enjoy it.
So
the honeydew I feel is more particular. Like if the honeydew is not on point, like it could make it a really bland.
Yeah, there's no flavor and it's the worst texture in that salad.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But a great honeydew is a great honeydew.
Oh, it can make it. It can make it. It can make up for those, you know, sloppy grapes or whatever.
Exactly.
1,000%.
Sloppy grapes is the name of our punk rock side project.
Write that down. Write that down.
It's like if the Front Bottoms and Michael Bolton had a baby. That's what sloppy grapes.
Yep. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the vision. Okay. That was a good answer. I accept those answers. Thank you. And I think your perspective on grapes is really interesting and kind of just changed my life.
Just, yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to say really flawed. I was I would have accepted that as well.
Because you do... I mean, a mushy grape could be, like, the thing that ruins your day almost. But it's really about how you see it.
Yeah. Well, frankly. A rotten grape and a mushy grape are different.
Yes, like, yes there true. Is a fine line Thank here you. That I think it's That's worth important. Noting. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that is very important, actually.
Like, I'm thinking you walk into Healthy Living, you know, and you get the little, like, parfait cup, but it's just a fruit. Mm-hmm. Like, those top grapes are really good, but the bottom grapes have been, like, saturated in the juices of the other
of
fruits.
Of the good grapes.
Yeah.
And special grape right there.
And it's like, yeah, it's kind of integral to the structure of the parfait cup.
Right. The foundation.
But, yeah. But I don't like it as much as that first grape.
Something more deep to be said about this.
The first grape is the deepest.
An allegory.
On the TEDx. Okay. Does anyone else have a question? Sorry.
That's
I'm really
a good question. This
thank
is
you.
A,
I'm really thinking deeply about fruit salads now.
I feel like every time we do this, it's always the same thing. I kind of love this. This is kind of my favorite thing. So thank you. Yeah,
that's an honor. My favorite thing would be if you played another song.
Oh.
Question mark.
This song's about grapes.
Yes. Song.
This one's dark blue.
Oh.
Thank you.
We took Spear Street to the station, where you caught the evening train. Childhood suitcase full of promises and bad luck. Those city lights were calling. Said you had your dreams to chase. Stayed in old mine with the pine trees. In this quiet, empty space, I won't lie in night. Sometimes I still miss you. Whiskey on my breath tonight. Sky's the perfect shade of dark blue. I am too. Will you rope me back in April? Set your new life in search you find. Found some boy who walks you home and buys you new shoes, pours expensive wine. There is winners for the losers. It's not like I got to choose. It's clear I'll never make it. Turn these miles to moments. I could melt your heart of stone. I'd lay every board for new tracks. If that train would take you home, I could take you. This is passing, I'm homebound. Yeah. Stabbing likely away, making my way right.